Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A top Interior Department official says kickstarting oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is a priority for the Trump administration. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Interior Counselor for Energy Policy Vincent DeVito addressed ANWR while speaking in Anchorage yesterday.
The untapped potential of ANWR is significant, but it is the Trump administration that had the guts to step up to the plate and facilitate production.
DeVito's post was created by the Trump administration to advise Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke on developing oil and other resources. Last week, the Washington Post reported that the Trump administration is pushing to allow seismic testing in the Arctic Refuge. DeVito also talked about increasing oil development in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA.
It is time to use NPRA how it was originally intended to be used. This is land that is supposed to be used for oil and gas production, but many politicians, not Secretary Zinke, and exuberant interest groups basically took it offline.
Over half of NPRA is currently off limits to oil leasing, but the Trump administration is now reviewing that policy. Environmental groups argue that parts of the reserve could remain off limits because they contain critical wildlife habitat. After his speech, DeVito told reporters he thinks the Interior Secretary is on firm legal footing as he pursues a new assessment of the Arctic Refuge's oil potential.
I'm confident that everything that the Secretary decides can withstand a legal challenge.
If the Trump administration is challenged in court, it would not be the first legal battle over the issue. The state of Alaska unsuccessfully sued the Obama administration to allow seismic testing in the Arctic Refuge in 2014. The commercial marijuana industry is increasing demand for electricity in the Fairbanks area. Golden Valley Electric Association's membership includes 47 licensed marijuana growers who paid the co-op more than $500,000 for power over the past year. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Figures released this week by Golden Valley show a steady month-to-month growth in revenues from commercial marijuana cultivators who do business in the GVEA service area. The growers paid a total of about $7,600 in August 2016, and last month their payments totaled just over $92,000.
Golden Valley has seen a continuous increase in the amount of kilowatt hours used by marijuana grow operations, and dollar-wise, the amount of revenue that's come in from those growers has increased as well.
Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson says some of the operations are fairly large and require industrial-scale components to handle the amount of electricity needed to run grow lights and maintain climate control.
Many times the customers will need to come in with engineers' reports because they're fairly large loads and they take fairly large transformers.
Fairbanks grower Nathan Davis says that's true, and that's why he worked with an engineer from the very beginning when he was first planning his 21,000-square-foot growing operation located in an industrial area on the city's south side.
You don't build a facility of this size without having an engineering firm involved, so we had our ducks in a row. We knew what size transformers we needed, and we knew what they wanted from us, and we provided it.
Davis says he uses energy-saving technology when he can, like the LED fixtures that comprise about a quarter of his 300 growing lights. But he says he still runs up a hefty monthly light bill.
We're running at full capacity at our facility right now, and our monthly power bill comes in just under $20,000.
Borgeson says the co-op tracks the growers' electricity use based on the information they provide when they apply for service. And he says GVEA knows if the growers have been licensed. That information is readily available on the State Marijuana Control Board's website. And Borgeson says so far the growers have been good customers.
We've had no problems or any issues with our marijuana growers.
Borgeson talked about the revenue from pot growers during last month's GVEA Board of Directors meeting. He provided a spreadsheet of those earnings over the past year upon request by KUAC. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Artificial aurora may be visible as the University of Alaska Fairbanks conducts a fall research campaign at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, facility. UAF Assistant Space Physics Professor Chris Fallon says he'll use HARP's large radio transmitter to stimulate the ionosphere.
We also call it artificial airglow or radio-enhanced airglow.
Fallon's project is one of several being conducted at the Ionospheric Research Station near Gakona today through Monday.
Testing a hypothesis about which transmission modes maximize airglow intensity for certain geomagnetic and geophysical conditions.
Fallon says being able to create artificial aurora helps probe what's going on with the real thing.
The actual physical process that is responsible for converting the energy from the radio waves transmitted from HARP into the optical energy that we see in terms of this radio-enhanced airglow, those steps in that physical process are not particularly clear to us. We know some things, but there's still a lot we don't know.
Fallon says better understanding the aurora and general behavior of the ionosphere is practically important because we use the upper atmospheric region for global communications and imaging technology. He adds that if skies are clear, artificial aurora can be visible from much of the state.
From Fairbanks or even locations further north, or even down in Anchorage or even Juneau, just the main requirement is a clear, dark sky.
Fallon says they'll be posting updates online about when and where artificial aurora will be propagated. I'm Dan Bross.